Is it time to lock up CJ Abrams for the long term? I'll discuss next on this edition of the Talk Nats podcast. Hello and welcome in to this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, part of the Believe Podcast Network. I'm so glad you decided to join me today. As always, this podcast is free and available on all the major platforms. My name is Dan Holney. You can find me on Twitter. It's at DanCaps218. You can find the show on Twitter. It's at TalkNats. Today's episode is brought to you by Manscaped. Take 20% off plus free shipping when you use promo code NATS at manscaped.com. That's promo code N-A-T-S for 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. And before we get going here, if you could give this podcast a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify or wherever you're listening to it, it would really help grow the show and I would really appreciate it. So on this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, we talk about the young rising star in CJ Abrams at the shortstop position. Is it time they do something similar to CJ Abrams that they did with K'Bert Ruiz not so long ago, where they locked him up for the long term, an 8-year deal, something the Nationals have not done for quite some time? Do they want to lock up one of their promising stars for the long term? If we take a look at comparables and you take a look at what the Detroit Tigers did when they locked up infield prospect Cole Keith, agreeing to a pre-debut extension worth $28.6 million over 6 years, and the Kansas City Royals giving $288 million to Bobby Witt Jr., committing the next 11 seasons to their phenom shortstop. This piece here is in Inside the Diamonds. I was reading this and talking about what the Nationals should do. And I know that there's a little bit of trepidation, a little bit of worry about if it's the right thing. Because, you know, even if we want to take a look at K'Bert Ruiz already, was that the right thing to do? Locking him up to an 8-year deal. What if he falters? What if he fails? We saw the struggles that he had in the preseason. So I do understand that this is something that is surrounded with risk. CJ Abrams has a fairly limited sample size in Major League Baseball. He does appear to have an upward trajectory. So is that the right thing to do, considering what the Nationals have done with former superstars Bryce Harper, Juan Soto, Max Scherzer, and Trey Turner? The club has only managed an extension to one of those big upper echelon players, and that was Steven Strasburg for a 7-year deal worth $245 million. Now, that contract has aged like a carton of milk, and ultimately, I don't think that was the right thing to do. So, as we take a look at it, I understand the risk. And you take a look at what they did for K'Bert Ruiz, 8-year, $50 million extension to be locked up through the 2032 season. Just to talk about the K'Bert Ruiz deal here for a moment, that is a risky move for a guy that has shown some questions behind the plate. His hitting's pretty on par, I got to say, but there are some questions surrounding, you know, let's talk about spring training when the new calls were in place, when he was getting interference calls. And he's had sometimes issues with framing pitches, throwing stolen runners out, those types of things. So there are questions. And ultimately, we won't know until we look at the K'Bert Ruiz deal a couple years from now. Get back to me in a couple years, and I'll tell you my thoughts on if I think it was a good deal. So taking a look at CJ Abrams and why lock him up to a long-term deal. Listen, it's been quite a few years here already. Time does fly the older you get, and I had a hard time getting over the Trey Turner deal. I really did. And ultimately, of all the players that were moved around that era, I'm talking Max Scherzer, Trey Turner, Josh Bell, Juan Soto, the Trey Turner one, surprisingly enough, is the one that really kind of got to me the most. I thought he was a dynamic shortstop. He was really good at playing the field. field and also had some pop in his bat for a smaller guy. And his speed, just his raw speed, is something I will never forget. So locking up C.J. Abrams in the long term seems to be a no-brainer. Is that something that the Nationals want to do? One, they have to consider that they have a batch of rising stars potentially in the form of C.J. Abrams, or excuse me, James Wood, and Brady House and Dylan Cruz, those kind of players. So they have to factor all that in, and they have to factor in which one of those players do they want to go all in on. I love the game that C.J. Abrams has, but I ostensibly am going to love the game that Dylan Cruz and James Wood and Brady House, those kind of players, Hassel, those kind of players, that we want to keep them all on the team, but it is something that is doable. You take a look at Abrams, he was headlined in the Hall of Prospects among the blockbuster trade that sent Juan Soto from D.C. to the Padres trade in the summer of 2022. Abrams arrived with the Nats. He was a consensus top prospect in baseball then. 21 years old, struggled in just 46 games with the Padres, slashing .232, .285, .320. After being dealt, his post-trade numbers slightly increased, giving him the chance to be the team's everyday shortstop. In the last 44 games in D.C., he started slashing .258, .276, .327, seeing 34 more plate appearances than he did in San Diego. Still a young prospect, still has much to prove. That's the biggest takeaway from him. I like his game. Can it keep evolving? Sometimes these guys, they top out, and you know, I don't want to fall into the category of like Carter Kieboom. I was sold a bill of goods on him that he was the second coming of Christ at the third base position. As we know, that did not come to fruition. This episode is brought to you by the Spring Cleaning Champions Manscaped. This season, make sure to groom your carpets and the drapes with the leaders in the below-the-waist grooming. Clean out that winter bush with Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0 and watch your confidence bloom like the springtime flowers. Embrace the season and enjoy the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our special offer. Go to manscaped.com and use code NATS, that's promo code N-A-T-S, for 20% off plus free shipping. After using Manscaped, I can finally say I have caught spring fever. Introducing the season's champ, the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. Their fifth generation trimmer features two interchangeable next-gen skin-safe blade heads, a standard one for taking a little off the top, and a new foil blade to go smooth wherever your heart desires. It also features dual LED lights to guide you through the winter's darkest winter debris. Navigate with confidence in your delicate areas. Hate making a mess? No need to worry. This bad boy is waterproof. Shave in the shower, in the bath, or in the ocean. I love this thing because it comes with a compact case. I take it wherever I go. Spring cleaning doesn't just apply to the nether regions. Get the full grooming experience with Manscaped's signature Beard Hedger Pro Kit and Handyman Electric Face Shaver. Whether you're looking to craft your signature look or clean up that neckline, these are always the right tool for the job. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code NATS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code NATS at manscaped.com. Nothing like spring cleaning in your pants.
It's Trey Lipsicum's job, in my opinion, until Brady House is good to go. So it's easy to, you know, and again, you know, you hear this in dating circles. You don't want to be too thirsty. I don't think the Nationals want to be too thirsty when it comes to some of their young stars. Now, listen, C.J. Abrams is potentially ostensibly going to be a superstar. He could potentially be, you know, the everyday shortstop for years if they decide to lock him up in the long term. However, there is some risk associated with it, and that is one of the things that I think the Nationals need to consider. The Steven Strasburg deal is something that still weighs heavy on me. It is salt that was rubbed into a wound that has been this Nationals team ever since 2019. Like, why? Why did they commit so much money to a pitcher that at one time was a top-tier pitcher, but after his new contract, well, we know how that has gone. Last season, talking about C.J. Abrams, or mainly during the final half of the season, he took that leap over his last 88 games and slashed .265, .325, .442 with 33 extra base hits in 381 trips to the plate. During that time, he also stole 41 bases in 43 attempts. That's pretty good. I'm going to go ahead and say that's really good. And you take a look at the guys on the Nationals that can steal bases on the regular. There's not a lot of them right now. So I do like it, and that is also part of the game that Trey Turner had. So I like that as well. Taking a look at it here, the stolen base numbers mixed with the underrated slugging numbers made Abrams a quality offensive threat, being moved to the leadoff spot during the time as well. We saw what that meant for C.J. Abrams when we moved him to that leadoff spot. Did a really great job, flourished, and it's interesting how moving a guy in the lineup can have that effect. Across the whole season, he played 151 games, batting .245 with 18 home runs, which was good for 14th among all eligible shortstops. Abrams' glove work also made levels of improvement during the 2023 season, and a number putting him in the same conversations with Bo Bichette and Javier Baez. So, taking a look at it, I like the deal. I'm just the kind of guy, if you want to be honest with you here for a moment, that I'm a bit paranoid when it comes to those things like K-Bert Ruiz. We got him locked up for 8 years. In the back of my mind, I'm like, is he going to get injured? We know that catchers historically have had problems with their knees. So there is a lot of concern that I always have in my mind. But ultimately, you can't live your life with fear. I think that if they can come to terms with a deal that would be agreeable, I think that that would be a good thing. Compared to other deals that have been passed out to younger talents across the league, it's fair to assume that Abrams would receive a deal north of $60 million. That's my cause of concern. Again, talking about Wood, Cruz, Robert Hassel, those kind of players. We want to keep them all here. My worst case scenario, my nightmare as a Nationals fan, is for these players to come to fruition, be these superstars, and then get jettisoned out of town. See Bryce Harper, see Juan Soto, see those kind of players. It seems like this is, sometimes the Nationals feels like it's the minor league system for Major League Baseball. Develop them, and a big guy, a big fish is going to come in and swoop them up. Dodgers, that kind of thing, Padres at times, the Yankees, you know who I'm talking about. So that, I think, is part of the fear and ultimately why I think the Nationals, Mike Rizzo, did kind of an unprecedented thing in signing K-Bert Ruiz to that 8-year deal. So it's a thing to factor. C.J. Abrams is good. We want him on the team, of course. But are they going to be able to, they have to keep all these guys under budget as well. You know, like I'm talking about, all the players that I've mentioned here earlier, we want to keep them all here. It's just about prioritizing which players seem to be, you know, have the most long-term future with the Nationals. With Ruiz's 8-year deal from last spring, it could be a similarly structured contract of around 8 years, projecting it out to around 60 to 70 million. It seems realistic to get it done. Abrams is not set to become a free agent until the end of 2028. And that's one of the things that, you know, you don't want to wait till the last minute, because sometimes these guys are like, hey, I thought I was pretty good. I thought this team liked me. Maybe I'm going to test the free agent market. I don't want that to happen. I do like C.J. Abrams. I like his game. However, I don't want to fall into the category where we're too thirsty. Like, I'm going to marry you. I'm going to take you. You know, this year, 8 years, lock him up. I'm going to go ahead and say if they could get a deal done that's not 8 years, I think that that would be better. Because I don't think that he's to the point right now that he is, you know, a bona fide star in Major League Baseball. He's a rising star, make no mistake about it, but he's not to the point yet where I think that he is being sought out by a lot of other teams. His stolen bases, his increased production in the field, and, you know, we've seen a greater return in the leadoff position. You know, take a look at last year in particular. Those are all things to consider. The one thing I would say is I don't think the Nationals should get too thirsty. Let's think about this logically and just kind of prioritize who you want to have on this team in the long term. All right. Once again, I want to thank you for joining me on this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, part of the Believe Podcast Network. Once again, if you could head on over to your podcatcher of choice and give this podcast a 5-star review, I sure would appreciate it, as we want to grow the brand here on Believe. But once again, I want to thank you for joining me on this edition of the Talk Nats podcast.